one very beautiful and very beautiful point which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has explained, and inshallah which can help us a lot in order to give up all the disobedience of Allah and to get very close to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, whenever the desire of committing a sin, breaking the law of Allah, going against Allah Ta'ala, then think, from who are you breaking away? Who are you leaving? Allah, who is so loving, so kind, who has given me my everything, my eyes, my brains, whatever I can think of, my children, my home, we are breaking away from Him. And who are we joining to? We are joining with Shaitan. We are joining with nafs, who are declared enemies of ours. So if a person just thinks that I break away from the greatest friend, the greatest helper, the greatest, most kind being, Allah Ta'ala, I upset Him, and I please Shaitan, I please my nafs, who are my enemies, who are out to destroy me, I make them happy. So if we just think of that, inshallah, we will easily be able to give up guna without any difficulty. Just this little logical thing we have to think about. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Whenever the desire, thought of any guna comes, or we are involved in guna, think, who are we displeasing? Who are we breaking away from, and who are we joining to? If we think of that, Allah Ta'ala inshallah will make it very, very easy. And that is the one great advantage of sitting with these great Allah Wala. They make it very easy for us to correct our lives, which we find is difficult. We try it so much, we are failing all the time, but they just have one little point and they make it easy. Also, another great point Hazrat explained, whenever we are committing a sin, then that is the beginning point of Allah's azab coming upon us. At that moment we don't feel that azab is coming. Like for example, a person at the police station, wherever the police is, they have taken out a warrant of arrest for him. But he is in a party, he is enjoying himself, he's got no idea that there is a warrant of arrest at this moment that they have sent out to arrest me. So just like that, when we are in guna, at that time realize, so to say, Allah has sent your warrant of arrest. And you are now from zero point, you are going in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's azab is coming on you, though you don't feel it at that time. And then when finally the police will come, they arrest you, then you realize. But just like that, when He is with them, and He is very kind, He gives a lot of chance to make tawbah. Not chance to make more guna. We carry on making more guna, but He is giving us chance to make tawbah and to come. He's so merciful, so kind. In fact, the dua that Rabbana zanamna anfusana, O Allah, we have done a great wrong to ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana, if you will not forgive us, lanakunanna min al khasirin, we will be amongst the losers. So if we have to think that we are saying that I will be amongst the losers, I'm not asking for forgiveness in there, please forgive me, I'm just saying I'll be amongst the losers. So it's like a loose end, that we are telling Allah we will be amongst the losers. If Allah wants to say you are amongst the losers, you be amongst the losers. You are saying you'll be. Allah has taught us this dua. But what does it mean? Actually, that Allah doesn't want you to be amongst the losers. And we are saying, I will be amongst. So Allah says, no, I don't want you to be amongst the losers. So I will forgive you. So when Allah is that great, loving, kind being. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to correct our lives. And these points will help us tremendously.